Gnome, Cannibals, Deranged Individuals Among ICE Targets. By Jeff Poron, July 2, 2025. Tuesday on FNC's Hannity, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem discussed the challenges facing immigration and customs enforcement, ICE, agents with its efforts to deport criminal illegal aliens. Included according to Noem were cannibals and deranged individuals. They've allowed in known terrorists, including from Iran. People need to know that. And murderers, rapists, and cartel members, drug dealers, other violent criminals, they've allowed them all in, host Sean Hannity said. We don't know the actual number. Somewhere between 12 million, 20 million. How many gotaways? Nobody knows. Where the terrorists are. How do you find them? It's like finding a needle in a haystack. But you're doing it. Apparently, you have found a lot of people with terror ties in the last 2 weeks. Noem replied, oh, we absolutely have. In fact, President Trump since he's been in office has removed almost 600 known and suspected terrorists. Thousands of violent criminals, individuals that are murderers and rapists, and drug traffickers, human traffickers. And I talked today about one of the horrific instances of our individuals. Our law enforcement officers, having to put hands on individuals that were even cannibals and removing them from our country. These are deranged individuals that other countries released out of their prisons, out of their mental institutions, and sent them to America to roam on our streets and perpetuate violence against our citizens. President Trump is just trying to follow through on what he promised the American people. And that's to get the worst of this worst out of this country so that they can raise their children in safety and apply the law equally to everyone. Bring justice back to America, secure our border, but also get these dangerous criminals out. And I'm just so proud of him, she continued. This facility down in Florida is what I think should be the model for every single state. Go out there and help us partner, to provide an opportunity to detain these individuals, to process them under due process, and get them out of our country as fast as possible. These kind of partnerships can happen everywhere. We just need governors and leaders to step up and do their jobs. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.